This is Biz Radio host Joanna Patrice Haggerty. I am the founder of JPH Creative Biz and soon to launch Art Hero, a workforce development organization. My mission is to support and galvanize artists and creative entrepreneurs because art heals and connects. I believe that by activating creativity, we synthesize change. Come connect with me on Instagram at JPH Creative Biz.
Do you know that 70% of women in the United States wear a size 14 or larger? Despite this, many top brands don't carry plus size options, and if they do, they charge premium prices. At More to Love, we believe everybody deserves affordable and fashionable clothing. That is why we carry new and gently used plus size clothing for a fraction of the original price. We are located at 606 New Leicester Highway behind Wynn's Diner beside the Sonnet.
This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Alex Krug. Today with me is Alex Krug. Life is at its very core is about exploring. We can remain stagnant and rooted in place, or take a page out of the Alex Krug playbook and dive headfirst. Founder of the Alex Krug Combo, her band has a major adventure that looms ahead of this heart-driven blues rock sound. With a brand new single, My Best, launching September 9th, Alex and her Asheville-based bandmates strike a stunningly evocative chord about life, being an outsider, and the kind of heartache that transforms your soul. Alex is a colossal force of power, strength, and charm, and her voice emerges as a diamond in the rough. Having grown up in rural Maryland, Krug didn't have many friends, but she did have a record player in her room. In 2007, she moved to Asheville, and in 2009, music beckoned her, and she formed the Alex Krug Trio and eventually the Alex Krug Combo. In their burgeoning career, the Americana six-piece already boasts quite a list of accomplishments. To date, they've shared stages alongside Movers and Shakers as Horse Feathers, The Hip Abduction, Ari McEwen, and Dawn of the Buffalo, among countless others, and stormed such gigs as Lee Festival, All Go West Festival, Grey Eagle, Orange Peel, and Pisgah Brewery. Today, I brought Alex on to talk about her upcoming single and the release of all of that. But first, Alex, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for hanging out and chatting.
Yes, it is so exciting. We have kind of tried to trace it back. I mean, we've known each other over a decade at this point, right? Is what we settled on?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's pretty exciting to have known you and watched your career, and to be able to support you sometimes in the promotion of your art has been a really exciting thing for me. So again, thanks for being here and for being my colleague and friend.
You're so welcome, and it has been a joy to watch you, get into so many neat and creative outlets, and I really love what you do and what you bring artists, so thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we all have to play our part, and, you know, I can't get on stage and sing in the way that you can, and, you know, I get to be the production person in ways that others can't, so... Let's kind of go back a little bit to the beginning. I've started kind of having this theme come out that all of my creative professionals, we have to just talk a little bit about the growing up process and what being creative was and what allowed you to step into this creative career. So you said that you had a record player and that music clearly was really influential for you as a child. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom has MS. And so she sleeps in pretty late into the day, and so I remember being like pre-kindergarten, like three, I had a record player in my room, and I had to stay in my room until my mom got up, so I would just listen to vinyl, and I was alone, and I was kind of in a rural area, and the music just was transformative, you know, and it could take you places, and you just hang out in some albums.
Yeah. And you know, you and I both know too, just there is something about that sound on vinyl that just hits kind of your soul in this beautiful way. What was young Alex Krug spinning on vinyl? The world needs to know.
Well, I mean, some of it was pretty unexciting because I also was raised in a very conservative Christian home. I think the first church that we went to when I was growing up was Southern Baptist. And so it was, well, it was some folk music from the 70s.
Yeah.
I definitely also really liked the Winnie the Pooh series.
Yes.
And I remember the artwork because it was like a double vinyl, and it had some really cool artwork. It would like open up and there's Tigger and Winnie the Pooh and all those really fun animal characters, definitely.
And that's actually a great point too, is that vinyl and CDs as well, but like a physical piece of music has all of this other art that's attached to it. And being able to see that creative life manifested through a record of music and visual art is just really powerful. So I love that even if your family wasn't maybe fully immersed in arts and creativity like some other families were, that you found the artistry in life. And I love that it was through vinyl. I think that's really valuable.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, maybe talk a little bit more about how you got into music and how it kind of called you into kind of performing and singing.
Well, I'll just briefly tell another early story. So this is kind of my entry to music, me producing music. Like my grandma had a piano at her house and she would invite me over and we would hang out. Like a lot of times my parents might drop me off there while they were busy during the day. And she played piano and she would scoop me up into her lap and plop me right there in front of her. And you know, I'm like really small. So the keys come right up to my eyeballs and I'm kind of like level with the keys. And she would reach her arms around me and play, you know, on either side. So her hands are like, you know, playing, and I loved it, and it was magical, and it was associated with her acceptance and love of me, which was really important. And so later, when I was just a little bigger, and she wasn't necessarily putting me in her lap to play, I would go and I would just want to get permission to go upstairs and play the piano, and I would just sit there with one key. And I would push the one key and just hear the vibrations. Because, you know, pianos are so responsive. And
emotive, yeah.
Those strings are so long. They just make all kinds of vibrations. And they're very acoustic. And so I just was transfixed and enamored. And I think that's still what I'm pursuing, is discovering in songwriting, is discovering what sound can do for me and where it can take me, and the band is invested in that too, and so that's just kind of my pursuit, is where do the vibrations, and that sounds so woo woo, but
no, I am really so here for it.
Take us like as like critters that have this auditory system, like you know, it's cool. So that's what I like hanging out with.
Exciting. And, you know, I'll just bring this into another place of reference. I was producing this women's business conference last fall, and one of our speakers was one of the Black women who was in NASA in like the 60s and 70s, which was really unheard of. As we know, that was breaking a lot of barriers. And her talk was all about energy vibrations. And she was talking about rocket science, right? And she was like, rocket science equals vibrational energy. So while I understand that there's sort of this idea that talking about the term vibrations has become kind of synonymous with this woo or this spirituality, but like breaking down the brass tacks of it, vibration is everything. And so especially with music, as you said, you press this key, it's reverberating sound. And it that is different doing that on a keyboard versus guitar versus, you know, drums, all of them have their cacophony of sounds that they can collectively come together to make music. So I just want to back up the fact that vibrational energy is more science-based, in my opinion, than it is woo and spiritual. So just wanted to support that idea.
I love that. Thank you.
So let's dive a little bit into the idea of where the Alex Krug combo has formed and who's a part of that group and why you play in a band versus kind of solo more so.
Well, like, I guess I'll just keep going with this theme because it's really true. After playing, you know, in playing alone, that's great, but it does get a little boring, and I'm really moved by what other people do, and I really love listening, and so I guess I just started collecting people, or wishing to collect people, you know, wanting to play with people that I enjoyed their music. And graciously, I've gotten to play with a lot of really talented people. So yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of them. Who are some of the talented people a part of the Alex Krug combo now?
Well, I'll start with Kyle Samples. He's in this current band. He's been with the band the longest. He came into the band shortly after Alex Krug Trio ended, and Alex Krug Trio was a band I had with my ex, and he plays electric guitar. He's really innovative. He likes to explore different soundscapes, and his approach is different, and I really like that. I like kind of living in the sonic places he takes us, and I like singing over it.
Yeah, so. I would say a little bit like with Kyle, I noticed that he plays electric, but it kind of has this old country roots rock feel to it. And I really love that juxtaposition of bringing that back, because nowadays the electric guitar has so many capabilities, which I love, but it feels like it's kind of bringing it back to its roots a little for me, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, who else do we have?
Then we have Bill Berg, actually, on drums, and he has been with the band since 2016. He is an artist. He's a great visual artist, and he's also just a fantastic and legendary drummer. I thought that he would just play with us for our recording session when we tracked what became Gentle Spotted Giants. We had asked him to be our drummer, and after the recording, I thought, you know, we might not see each other, but he was like, hey, if you're playing out, let me know. I'd love to join. And so he's been our drummer ever since, and that has just become a huge part of the band, and he has taught me a lot, and his friendship means a lot to me, and I've learned so much.
And his pedigree and experience is a lot of what I feel like brings this sort of elder wise energy to the band, if I would surmise.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Trying not to add my own inferences, but also see it from how I see it from an outside perspective, because each one of you are such unique and different people. And so I do like that the theme here is using this vibrational energy to attract people that will enhance your ability to go deeper, because your music isn't just for a good time, which we love having it be for a good time. It's also for inspiring thought and creativity and movement through the own human experience. And so it really sounds like even just the two you've mentioned so far really align with that core value that you have.
Yeah, definitely. And soon after Bill came along, Jackson Delaney on lap steel, and he just is otherworldly in his playing. He plays lap steel, he plays pedal steel, he plays electric guitar. Primarily with our band, he plays lap steel. And I remember the first time I saw him play, I was like, that dude is amazing. And
that's a bit of a jaw-dropping moment, I would say, with Jackson.
Yeah. Totally. And I feel so honored that he wants to keep playing. And I really enjoy discovering things with him about music. And whenever I bring him a song, it's a fun moment to see what happens.
And to have those sounds that only a slide or pedal steel guitar can really adds this kind of this haunting conversation that, again, when you're talking about heartache and you're talking about life and love, you got to have a little bit of that dissonance almost, right?
Yeah, you got to have some steel in there.
Yeah. I love that. Well, wait, do we have one or two more members left to discuss?
We've got two more. We've That's got right. Zach Page on bass.
That's right.
And the bass player I had had for a long time, both in the trio and the combo, he moved about an hour and a half away out towards past Chimney Rock and just wasn't available anymore. So I played with a few other people, and then finally Bill got me in touch with Zach Page, and oh my gosh, I just love his playing. It's so rhythmic. He keeps us all together. He's definitely glue. He does his homework. He's so professional. He plays with so many bands here in Asheville, and he is just a lot of fun. So,
and I feel like he brings a lot of the unique style of that kind of jazz sound and those kind of fusion worlds that you kind of add into the combo as well.
Totally. Yeah. And his playing is, him and Bill, like Bill's kick drum and Zach's bass playing are like one, they become one monster that I'm super into.
I mean, that is really important when you have a rhythm section of a band that they can really sink in together, because if they aren't locked in, the bass of the song is a little harder to kind of follow. So it really gives you, I imagine, as the singer and, you know, person curating this evening and this show and these opportunities for people to really take it to the place of an artistry and not have to worry about, oh my gosh, is this the right timing? Oh my gosh, what's the count here? You can just really take that to the place that you need to.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so into it. And this track actually, My Best, our single that's coming out, Michael Selvern, when he was mixing it, you know, he's looking for what's the foundation of this mix going to be? How am I going to mix this? And he really mixed this song around the bass, and the bass has a unique sound in the song. So when you listen for that piece.
I love that. And let's dive into My Best here in a second, but you do have a new-ish member who's joined the combo recently, right?
Yeah. Our latest member is Tina Collins. She also has a band called Tina and Her Pony, and her voice is a powerful voice, and it's got a lot of range. She sings harmony with me, and she can also sing. She sings lead on her own and is a singer-songwriter of her own right, but her range is incredible, and she's able to just blend so well with not just my voice, but with whoever she's singing with. And so that just takes it to another level for me. I used to sing with Rachel Gramig used to sing with me, but she moved away. And some of my favorite times are just hanging out, singing in a house or wherever. So I've definitely been really enjoying singing with Tina.
I love that. And again, this theme that we started kind of early on with this piano conversation and in the earlier part of the episode really is coming back, that you love the people you work with, that you really choose to. I mean, you mentioned Michael. I want to dive into where My Best was recorded, but you really choose to move and pursue things that are really reverberating on the same energy level. And it just is so cool to see this unique band of really talented individuals that you've pulled together.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, let's dive in. Let's talk a little bit more about My Best. Where should we start?
Well, the song started with a chord progression and a melody and a line. And the line was, I wore my best to your place out in the country. And that's where it all came from. And I was singing about this character, that had dressed up. They were traveling back to a place, to a home they'd lived in a different chapter of life, with someone that meant a lot to them in that chapter of life. And they were going back there to see if that person was still there. And they had a big history with this person. And they wore their best on this journey. And it was a long journey. And they're going back there. So that's kind of where I started the song, but I got a chorus and a verse, but I couldn't get a second chorus, or I couldn't get a second verse. And I really wasn't sure how to move forward, because I just had this plot idea about, you know, well, you know, the next verse should be about what happens when this person gets to this house. And in my mind, the house was abandoned and no longer inhabited, and that was going to be sad for them to arrive to that. But it wasn't working out. I couldn't write it, and I thought it was all about this plot. But over time, the song revealed to me that it wasn't about the plot. It was about this character wearing their best, traveling, and pursuing whatever, but bringing the best they had with them. And they didn't have a lot of money, and life's cards had dealt them some hard times, but they were still bringing the best they had to offer, even if they didn't know the outcome. Mm. So that's kind of what I realized the song was about, less so the plot.
And I just think that the journey of a song is so important to hit on here. And I hate that we have to wrap this up, but I know that we were able to just launch My Best on Buzz Radio Asheville Station yesterday. It is now live to the world today, September 10th. And you guys are also doing a live show this evening to celebrate this release, correct?
That's correct. Over at Oak and Grist Brewing at 7:00. Tickets may or may not be available, but you could find them in the link in my bio on Instagram at Alex Krug Combo if you're interested.
I hope that people are. We thought a lot about when producing this show to be outside and safe and protective in the wild times we're in. And this song, My Best, completely summates that. I was just talking about my life and running into the destinations are really valuable, but the journey along the way is not always wrought with fun and excitement. So I just really want to share with everyone that you should go check out this song, go follow Alex, come and try and attend the show if you can. And Alex, do you want to send anybody else anywhere else for any other marketing things to stay in connection with you?
Yeah, I love putting stuff, fun stuff up on Instagram at Alex Krug Combo. I just like being nerdy and putting stuff up there. And it's been so nice to talk to you, Joanna. Thank you so much for having me.
It really, really has. And I'm just really proud of this piece of music and what you continue to do for yourself and the creative world of Asheville and beyond.
Thank you.
Yeah. And as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com or on Instagram at jphcreativebiz. I would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions that you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.